Peace Begins With Me is a countrywide campaign supported by UNMISS in collaboration with various stakeholders and partners. Now, recently, first phase of the campaign in Juba was implemented at the Juba University, and the second phase will take place tomorrow at the St. Mary's University College. It will involve valuable collaborations with both external and internal stakeholders, including the Ministry of Peace Building, the reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, UNMISS Electoral Affairs and Political Affairs Division. Now, we will find out more about the campaign and tomorrow's program for with our guests who are already in the studio with me to bring us to speed on, how tomorrow will be looking like. And I'm joined in by Mr. Philip Pierre, Undersecretary, National Minister of Peace Building, and Ruben Inaju, he's the head of Outreach Unit here in UNMISS. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Good morning.
Mr. Philip. Yes, I'll start with you. Inaju, tell us more about this UNMISS Peace Begins With Me campaign.
Peace Begins With Me, as the statement says, peace, you know, there is this tendency for people to say, the peace is the government will bring us peace, UN will bring us peace, international community will bring us peace. Mm. We sat down with the Ministry of Peace Building, our major partner, and we agreed that there is a need to get the broad spectrum of the people of South Sudan to come to the table or get to the mic and get to be educated, if you like, about what their part is in the quest for lasting peace in their country. This program has been making the round at least, I think, a week or two ago. We were in Guri, where we were very lucky to have the DSRSG, the Minister of Peace Building, and your guest here this morning literally took the people on the ride, educated them about the roadmap and all the rest. Mm. So tomorrow, when we meet at the St. Mary University College, as you already mentioned, we are going to have the Honorable there, who I'm sure will be talking a whole lot on the roadmap, the revitalized agreement. We have RGMEC. We are going to have UNMISS Electoral Advisory Division, who will be talking about the role of UNMISS in the forthcoming election. We are going to be having CITISAM, who obviously will be fielding question on Chapter 2, that is security arrangement. Mm. And of course, I will be there to answer any question about UNMISS mandate and why we are here in South Sudan.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll come to you. Now, my guest, Mr. Pitia, you are educating people about the roadmap. Just tell us more about what your interaction with the people were previously and what it will be looking like tomorrow.
Yeah, excellent. First of all, a big opportunity and good morning to all our listeners this morning. This is a big opportunity and we are grateful to UNMISS South Sudan, the Public Information Division, for working very closely with us. Mm. The Peace Begins With Me event is an opportunity for the people of South Sudan to challenge themselves, to know that peace is cultivated, peace is planted, peace is nurtured, and then peace can be harvested. You know, always we think about harvesting peace.
Yeah.
But we must plant peace. We must nurture peace so that we can harvest peace.
That's right.
So peace really begins with me. It's an opportunity for everybody to do their bits, to do their parts, and also to create the enabling environment, not thinking that there is a Superman out there who will bring peace in sacks and distribute to everybody. So the dissemination of the peace agreement is part of this, and this Peace Begins With Me is creating that opportunity for everybody to know what is happening about peace, what is their part, what are some of the political events that are expected that need to be handled in the environment of peace. So it is a big opportunity, and the target of the universities is critical, because we know this country, so many of our people are the young people who are in the universities. And so if a student in a university understands the importance of owning a country or building peace, that's where it begins. We have this country today because of the engagement of Dr. John Garang with his counterparts in the university in Tanzania.
Right.
So we believe that engaging the young people in this type of discussion is very important for the future of South Sudan.
Right, and there's something you mentioned, that people just want to harvest peace, but they don't look at the aspect of planting peace. Just to break it down for them, how do we plant peace?
Planting peace is, you know, if Irene is my neighbor and we have children in between, I get to Irene, and if Irene belongs to another ethnic group, and maybe one of her ethnic group wronged me, I will not say those are those of Irene, that ethnic group are the ones who hurt me. I will say, Irene, you did that to me.
Right.
So I will not generalize.
Uh-huh.
So I will also try to reach out. I will reach out to you and say, hello, we had this challenge last time, but I think for the sake of our children playing together in this playground, we should resolve this.
Right.
And also telling the children not to remain in the past, not to focus on the past, on the traditional violence, revenge, but teaching the children the new trajectory of social cohesion. So this is how we plant peace, reaching out, and trying to focus at the bigger picture of our country.
Right.
That's only when we can harvest the peace.
Yes. And Mr. Enaju, I'll come to you because we would like to also for you to also expound on the mandate on ANMIS for the people who are listening in. But Mr. Pierre Philip, you say that it's very important to work with the young people for they are the future of this nation. Now, what has the experience been in Jamajuba with the young people?
You know, the young people, what we learned is that, you know, some of them are sort of information. The peace agreement, they heard about the peace agreement, but what is it? What does it entail for their future? What's the difference between the peace agreement and the roadmap? What are some of the political milestones that we are focusing on? So what is coming up? So this is the experience, and that's why, together with the public information section, we agreed to engage the young people in the universities. Because
right.
these young people are not just from Juba. After their training, they go back to their states, and they should be actually the agents of change. They will take the information and take it to their own villages, and this is a way of disseminating the peace agreement.
Right. Yes, Inaju, bring us to speed on ANMIS's mandate.
Our ANMIS mandate, of course, you know, our mandate is very clear. We have our four major pillars of protecting civilian, assisting in the delivery of humanitarian assistance, monitoring and investigating human rights and reporting it, you know, where they exist. What's the fourth one now? Human rights, protection of civilian. I can't remember what the fourth one is.
Building peace.
Yeah, building peace is there, but it's
right.
not the...
It's not the fourth one. It's what you're looking for.
Yes.
Okay.
But bottom line is, what is more critical is how do we get the people of South Sudan to support this very important mandates. As you will recall, ANMIS was asked to by the UN Security Council resolution to ensure that South Sudan does not return to conflict within a space of 3 years or thereabout. So what we in outreach try to do is to engage the grassroots, the broad spectrum of the grassroots. We create platforms where we bring experts on subject matters, people like Ministry of Peace Building, to educate the people on what are the challenges the peace process is facing, what has been achieved. More often than not, we try to pay attention to the positive news, what has been achieved. In the revitalized agreement,
right.
what has not been achieved and why, and what is the way forward. Now, the understanding is that if we get the broad spectrum of the society to understand these different dynamics, then they are able to support the mandate, support the transitional government of national unity. And that might lead to a reduction in violence of any sort, a reduction in conflict. But beyond all that, we also work on issues like gender parity. We advocate for girl child education. We try to raise awareness of child abduction and a plethora of issues that, you know, we come up each time we are able to get these young people together.
All right. Are you still continuing?
Well, if you give me the chance, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yes, thank you.
Right.
Now, coming down to Peace Begins With Me, as you recall, the initial one was Stand Up For Peace that went around this country and was a mega success. Then we now started with Peace Begins With Me. Peace Begins With Me actually is a theme that came from New York. It's not South Sudan limited. It's a global campaign that started from the Strategic Communication Office in New York.
Right.
You will recall that we had this whole thing with the university started in the University of Juba, where we had this beautiful art competition. The art competition, which I'm very proud to say, is currently decorating the office of the Undersecretary for DPKO Peacekeeping in New York. He specifically asked for it, and globally it started here in South Sudan.
Wow.
And the Faculty of Art Department of Fine Arts students competed among themselves, and the best of them were chosen, and they were sent to New York to decorate the meeting room of the Undersecretary.
Okay.
And we keep going. Finally, before I hand over to my
yes.
Time is not on our side. Finally, we are saying that this campaign is not going to be limited to the university alone.
Right.
Yeah, the plan is to move it around. And I must thank the Ministry of Peace Building, because they are solidly behind us. They are giving us all the support we need, and we are giving them as much support as we can.
All right. Thank you so much. Yes, Ms. Apia, what is the kind of support that you're rendering to ANMIS, or how are you working together to see that this campaign is a success?
The support we give to ANMIS, you know, when they have programs that resonate with our our strategic policy directions, we pick it up. And the most important thing with the public information system is we sit down and we plan together. They are not doing it for us, and this is what we have been saying, that we are here to give services to our people, and
right.
So if you are to support, please let us sit down, plan together, implement together, close together. So the event tomorrow is very critical, because we will be laying foundation for very important activities that are ahead of us. The students of this country in the universities, the people of South Sudan, need to understand the new political dispensation that are coming. How are we reaching there? Constitution making process, the electoral process, the transitional justice mechanism for the Republic of South Sudan. So these big elephants need to be unpacked, and people need to own. So we are grateful really to ANMIS for engaging in this, and we would like to take this across the country so that people can own the process, people can be part of the process,
right.
And support the process.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Irene.